Hello, listeners, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, and I am your reader today. Today is a very, very special day because it is today that we will read our final portion of the whole Torah, as well as roll back the scroll all the way to the beginning and read our first portion for the new reading cycle of this new year. Today is October the 13th, which is the 23rd of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. And we just wrapped up the Feast of Sukkot here in Israel. And of course, the last and final day is called Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. And for those Jews living outside of Israel, Simchat Torah continues today as well into Friday. So depending on where you live, you're either finished celebrating or you're still in the celebration. But Simchat Torah means rejoicing of the Torah. And it is on that day that the Torah cycle begins again for the new year. So today in history was the day when King Solomon sends the people home after a 14-day celebration. Then, on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people to their tents, rejoicing and happy of heart because of the goodness that the Lord had shown to David and to Solomon and to his people Israel. That is 2 Chronicles 7 and 10. And I'm excited to be cracking open my new journal for this coming year of reading all of Scripture in one year. It is Friday, and if you've been following our podcasts for a while, you know that Fridays are a little bit different. It is a double episode where we read for Friday and Shabbat as well, since we don't post anything on the Shabbat. So I'm going to start by saying a blessing, or blessing the Lord for giving us his word, and then we'll dig in to begin our reading. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And now for our final reading of this past year's reading of the Torah, I will read Deuteronomy 33:27 through 34:12. A refuge is the ancient God, and underneath are everlasting arms. He drove out the enemy before you and said, "Destroy." So Israel rests in safety, untroubled is Jacob's fountain in a land of grain and new wine. Yes, his heavens drip dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by Adonai, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will trample on their backs. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. Adonai showed him all the land, Gilead to Dan, and all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. Then Adonai said to him, "This is the land that I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over there." So Moses, the servant of Adonai, died there in the land of Moab, as was from the mouth of Adonai. Then he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows of his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his vigor gone. Bnei Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So Bnei Israel listened to him and did just as Adonai had commanded Moses. There has not risen again a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom Adonai knew face to face, with all the signs and wonders Adonai sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, all his servants, and all his land, by the strong hand and great awe that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. That was Deuteronomy 33:27 through 34:12. And now we will turn back to Genesis and begin the Torah cycle from the beginning. I'll be reading Genesis 1:1 through 2 and verse 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was chaos and waste. Darkness was on the surface of the deep, and the Ruach Elohim was hovering upon the surface of the water. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, so God distinguished the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the water. Let it be for separating water from water." So God made the expanse, and it separated the water that was below the expanse from the water that was over the expanse. And it happened so. God called the expanse sky. So there was evening and there was morning, a second day. Then God said, "Let the water below the sky be gathered to one place. Let the dry ground appear." And it happened so. God called the dry ground land, and the collection of the water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout grass, green plants yielding seed, fruit trees making fruit, each according to its species, with seeds in it, upon the land." And it happened so. The land brought forth grass, green plants yielding seed, each according to its species, and trees making fruit with the seed in it, each according to its species. And God saw that it was good. So there was evening and there was morning, a third day. Then God said, "Let lights in the expanse of the sky be for separating the day from the night. They will be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. They will be for lights in the expanse of the sky to shine upon the land." And it happened so. Then God made the two great lights, the greater light for dominion over the day, and the lesser light, as well as the stars, for dominion over the night. God set them in the expanse of the sky to shine on the land, and to have dominion over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Let flying creatures fly above the land across the expanse of the sky." Then God created the large sea creatures and every living creature that crawls, with which the water swarms, according to their species, as well as every winged flying creature according to their species. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them by saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the water in the seas. Let the flying creatures multiply on the land." So there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. Then God said, "Let the land bring forth living creatures according to their species, livestock, crawling creatures, and wild animals, according to their species." And it happened so. God made the wild animals according to their species, the livestock according to their species, and everything that crawls on the ground according to its species. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the flying creatures of the sky, over the livestock, over the whole earth, and over every crawling creature that crawls on the land." God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the land and conquer it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the flying creatures of the sky, and over every animal that crawls on the land." Then God said, "I have just given you every green plant yielding seed that is on the surface of the whole land, and every tree which has the fruit of a tree yielding seed. They are to be food for you, also for every wild animal, every flying creature of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the land which has life. Every green plant is to be food." And it happened so. So God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. So there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So the heavens and the earth were completed, along with their entire array. God completed on the seventh day his work that he made, and he ceased on the seventh day from all his work that he made. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, for on it he ceased from all his work that God created for the purpose of preparing. That was Genesis 1:1 through 2 and verse 3. And now we will read Numbers 29:35 through 40. "On the eighth day there shall be for you an assembly. You are to do no regular work. You are to offer to Adonai a burnt offering, a fire offering, a pleasing aroma, one bull, one ram, and seven male lambs, a year old without defect, and their grain and drink offerings, with a bull, ram, and lamb, corresponding to their number according to the regulations, and a goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. You are to prepare these for Adonai at your Moadim, in addition to your vow and freewill offerings, along with your burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offering, and fellowship offerings." So Moses told Bnei Israel all that Adonai commanded Moses. That was Numbers 29:35 through 40. And now we will start our reading from the prophets over again for this new reading cycle. I'll be reading Joshua chapters 1 and 2. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of Adonai, that Adonai spoke to Joshua son of Nun, Moses' aide, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. So now arise, you and all these people, cross over this Jordan to the land that I am giving to them, to Bnei Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I am giving to you, as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates River, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Chazak, be strong, for you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be very strong and resolute to observe diligently the Torah which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the Torah should not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will make your ways prosperous, and then you will be successful. Have I not commanded you? Chazak, be strong, do not be terrified or dismayed, for Adonai your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officials of the people, saying, Go through the camp and charge the people, saying, Prepare provisions, for within 3 days you will be crossing over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which Adonai your God is giving you to possess it. Then Joshua spoke to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, Remember the word that Moses, the servant of Adonai, commanded you, saying, Adonai your God has given you rest and has assigned you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle will remain in the land which Moses gave to you beyond the Jordan. But you will cross over before your brothers armed, all the mighty men of valor, and will help them, until Adonai gives your brothers rest, as he has given you, and they also possess the land that Adonai your God is giving them. Then you will return to the land of your inheritance, and possess what Moses, the servant of Adonai, gave you, beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, saying, All that you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may Adonai your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not obey your words in all that you command him, he will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent out 2 spies from Shittim, saying, Go, explore the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. The king of Jericho was told, Some men from Bnei Israel have just come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who came to you, who entered your house, for they have come to spy out all the land. But the woman took the 2 men and hid them and said, Yes, the men did come to me, but I didn't know where they came from. So when it was time to shut the gate at dark, the men went out, and I don't know where they went. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax that she had spread out on the roof. So the men pursued them on the road to the ford of the Jordan. As soon as the pursuers had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof, and she said to the men, I know that Adonai has given you the land. Dread of you has fallen on us, and all the inhabitants of the land are melting in fear before you. For we have heard how Adonai dried up the water of the Sea of Reeds before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the 2 kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard about it, our hearts melted, and no spirit remained any more in anyone because of you. For Adonai your God, he is God, in heaven above and on earth beneath. So now, please swear to me by Adonai, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's house. Give me a true sign that you will spare the lives of my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all who belong to them, and save our lives from death. Then the men said to her, Our life for yours if you don't report this business of ours. Then it will be when Adonai gives us the land that we will deal kindly and loyally with you. So she lowered them down by a rope through the window, for her house was in the wall. She was living in the wall. Then she said to them, "Go to the hill country, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days until the pursuers return. Afterward, you may go your way." Then the men said to her, "We will be released from this oath that you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land, you tie this line of scarlet thread in the window through which you lowered us down, and gather to yourself in the house your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. Whoever goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head, and we will be innocent. But whoever is with you in the house, his blood will be on our head if any hand is laid on him. But if you divulge this business of ours, then we will be released from your oath you have made us swear." So she said, "According to your words, so be it." Then she sent them away. After they had gone, she tied the scarlet cord to the window. Then they departed and came to the hill country. They stayed there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. Now the pursuers had looked for them all along the road, but had not found them. Then the two men returned, came down from the hill country, crossed over, and came to Joshua, son of Nun. They reported to him all that had befallen them. "Surely Adonai has given all the land into our hands," they said to Joshua. "Indeed, all the inhabitants of the land have melted in fear before us." That was Joshua chapters 1 and 2. And now, from the writings, I will read Psalms 1 and 2. Happy is the one who has not walked in the advice of the wicked, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the Torah of Adonai, and on his Torah he meditates day and night. He will be like a planted tree over streams of water, producing its fruit during its season. Its leaf never droops, but in all he does he succeeds. The wicked are not so, for they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand during the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Adonai knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples mutter vanity? The kings of earth set themselves up, and rulers conspire together against Adonai and against his anointed one. Let's rip their chains apart and throw their ropes off us. He who sits in heaven laughs. Adonai mocks them, so he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury. I have set up my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will declare the decree of Adonai. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I've become your father. Ask me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance, and the far reaches of the earth as your possession. You shall break the nations with an iron scepter. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's jar. So now, O kings, be wise. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Serve Adonai with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he become angry and you perish along your way, since his wrath may flare up suddenly. Happy is everyone taking refuge in him." That was Psalm 1 and 2. And now our final portion for Friday is Matthew 1 and 2. The book of the genealogy of Yeshua HaMashiach ben David ben Avraham. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac fathered Jacob. Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. Judah fathered Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez fathered Chezron. Chezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Aminadab. Aminadab fathered Nachshon. Nachshon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab. Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David, the king. David fathered Solomon by the wife of Uriah. Solomon fathered Rehoboam. Rehoboam fathered Abia. Abia fathered Asa. Asa fathered Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat fathered Joram. Joram fathered Uzziah. Uzziah fathered Jotham. Jotham fathered Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Hezekiah. Hezekiah fathered Manasseh. Manasseh fathered Amon. Amon fathered Josiah. And Josiah fathered Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah fathered Shealtiel. Shealtiel fathered Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel fathered Abiud. Abiud fathered Eliakim. Eliakim fathered Azor. Azor fathered Tzadok. Tzadok fathered Achim. Achim fathered Eliud. Eliud fathered Eleazar. Eleazar fathered Matan. Matan fathered Jacob. And Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Miriam, from whom was born Yeshua, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the Babylonian exile are 14 generations. And from the Babylonian exile until the Messiah are 14 generations. Now the birth of Yeshua the Messiah happened this way. When his mother, Miriam, was engaged to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Ruach HaKodesh. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, made up his mind to dismiss her secretly. But while he considered these things, behold, an angel of Adonai appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Miriam as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Ruach HaKodesh. She will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by Adonai through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up from his sleep, he did as the angel of Adonai commanded him, and took Miriam as his wife. But he did not know her intimately until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Yeshua. Now after Yeshua was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had called together all the ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars, he began to inquire of them where the Messiah was to be born. So they told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, bring word back to me so that I may come and worship him as well." After listening to the king, they went their way, and behold, the star they had seen in the east went on before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great gladness. And when they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother, Miriam, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another way. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of Adonai appears to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and went to Egypt. He stayed there until Herod's death. This was to fulfill what was spoken by Adonai through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became furious, and he sent and killed all boys in Bethlehem and in all its surrounding area, from 2 years old and under, according to the time he had determined from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and loud wailing, Rachel sobbing for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." But when Herod died, behold, an angel of Adonai appears in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those seeking the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But hearing that Archelaus was king of Judea in the place of his father Herod, he became afraid to go there. Then, after being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the region of the Galilee, and he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets, that Yeshua shall be called a Nazarite. That was Matthew 1 and 2, and that completes our reading for Friday. And now, we'll turn to the reading for this Shabbat. This Shabbat, or this day in history, was a day of confessing of sins in Israel. Now on the 24th day of this month, the sons of Israel assembled with fasting, in sackcloth and with dirt upon them. This was in Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 1 and the verses following. The Torah portion for this Shabbat is Genesis 2 verse 4 through 6 verse 8. That will be the rest of the first Torah portion, which is called Bereshit. These are the genealogical records of the heavens and the earth when they were created, at the time when Adonai Elohim made land and sky. Now no shrub of the field was in the land yet, and no green plants of the field had sprouted yet, for Adonai Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the land, and there was no one to work the ground. But a mist came up from the land and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then Adonai Elohim formed the man out of the dust from the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, so the man became a living being. Then Adonai Elohim planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Then Adonai Elohim caused to sprout from the ground every tree that was desirable to look at and good for food. Now the tree of life was in the middle of the garden, and also the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden. From there it divided and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon, the one that winds around the whole land of the Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Bdellium and lapis lazuli stones are also found there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It winds around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Then Adonai Elohim took the man and gave him rest in the Garden of Eden in order to cultivate and watch over it. Then Adonai Elohim commanded the man, saying, From all the trees of the garden you are most welcome to eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you must not eat, for when you eat from it, you most assuredly will die. Then Adonai Elohim said, It is not good for the man to be alone. Let me make a well-matched helper for him. Adonai Elohim had formed from the ground every animal of the field and every flying creature of the sky. So he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called them, each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all of the livestock and to the flying creatures of the sky and to all the animals of the field. But for the man, he did not find a well-matched helper for him. Adonai Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Adonai Elohim built the rib, which he had taken from the man, into a woman. Then he brought her to the man. Then the man said, This one, at last, is bone of my bones and flesh from my flesh. This one is called woman, for from man was taken this one. This is why a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. Now both of them were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. But the serpent was shrewder than any animal of the field that Adonai Elohim made. So it said to the woman, Did God really say, You must not eat from all the trees of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, Of the fruit of the trees we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, You must not eat of it, and you must not touch it, or you will die. The serpent said to the woman, You most assuredly won't die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Now the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a thing of lust for the eyes, and that the tree was desirable for imparting wisdom. So she took of its fruit, and she ate. She also gave to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made for themselves loin coverings. And they heard the sound of Adonai Elohim going to and fro in the garden in the wind of the day. So the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Adonai Elohim in the midst of the tree of the garden. Then Adonai Elohim called to the man, and he said to him, Where are you? Then he said, Your sound, I heard it in the garden, and I was afraid. Because I am naked, I hid myself. Then he said, Who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat? Then the man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. Adonai Elohim said to the woman, What did you do? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. Adonai Elohim said to the serpent, Because you did this, cursed are you above all the livestock and above every animal of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust will you eat, all the days of your life. I will put animosity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He will crush your head, and you will crush his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly increase your pain from conception to labor. In pain will you give birth to children. Your desire will be toward your husband, yet he must rule over you. Then to the man he said, Because you listened to your wife's voice and ate of the tree which I commanded you, saying, You must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. With pain will you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles will sprout for you. You will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow will you eat food. Until you return to the ground, since from it were you taken. For you are dust, and to dust will you return. Now Adam named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. Adonai Elohim made Adam and his wife tunics of skin, and he clothed them. Then Adonai Elohim said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. So now, in case he stretches out his hand and takes also from the tree of life and eats and lives forever, Adonai Elohim sent him away from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. And he expelled the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he had Kruvim dwell along with the whirling sword of flame to guard the way to the tree of life. Now the man had relations with Eve, his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, I produced a man with Adonai. Then she gave birth again to his brother Abel. Abel became a shepherd of flocks, while Cain became a worker of the ground. So it happened after some time that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to Adonai, while Abel, he also brought of the firstborn of his flock and their fat portions. Now Adonai looked favorably upon Abel and his offering, but upon Cain and his offering he did not look favorably. Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. Then Adonai said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, it will lift. But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the doorway. Its desire is for you, but you must master it. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. While they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then Adonai said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? I don't know, he said. Am I my brother's keeper? Then he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. So now, cursed are you from the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. As often as you work the ground, it will not yield its crops to you again. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth. Cain said to Adonai, My iniquity is too great to bear. Since you expelled me today from the face of the ground, and I must be hidden from your presence, then I will be a restless wanderer on the earth. Anyone who finds me will kill me. But Adonai said to him, In that case, anyone who kills Cain is to be avenged seven times over. So Adonai put a mark on Cain, so that anyone who found him would not strike him down. Then Cain left Adonai's presence and dwelled in the land of wandering, east of Eden. Cain was intimate with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. And he was building a city, and he named the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And to Enoch was born Irad. Irad fathered Mehuyael, and Mehuyael fathered Metushael, and Metushael fathered Lamech. Now Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of the first one was Ada, and the name of the second one was Zila. Ada gave birth to Yaval, and he was the pioneer of tent dwellers with livestock. His brother's name was Yuval. He was the pioneer of all who skillfully handle stringed instruments and wind instruments. Now Zila also gave birth to Tuval Cain, the forger of every kind of bronze and iron tools. Tuval Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zila, hear my voice. Lamech's wives, listen to my speech. For I have killed a man for wounding me, and a boy for bruising me. If Cain is to be avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times. Adam was intimate with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son, and she named him Seth. For God has appointed me another seed in place of Abel, since Cain killed him. To Seth also was born a son. He named him Enosh. Then people began to call on Adonai's name. This is the book of the genealogies of Adam. When God created Adam, in the likeness of God he made him. Male and female he created them, and he blessed them, and called their name Adam when he created them. Adam lived 130 years, then fathered a son in his likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. Then the days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all Adam's days that he lived were 930 years, and then he died. Seth lived 105 years, then fathered Enosh. Seth lived 807 years after he fathered Enosh, and he fathered sons and daughters. So all Seth's days were 912 years, and then he died. Enosh lived 90 years. Then he fathered Kenan. Enosh lived 850 years after he fathered Kenan, and he fathered sons and daughters. So all of Enosh's days were 905 years, and then he died. Kenan lived 70 years, then fathered Mahalalel. Kenan lived 840 years after he fathered Mahalalel. He fathered sons and daughters. So all of Kenan's days were 910 years, and then he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years, then fathered Yared. Mahalalel lived 830 years after he fathered Yared, and he fathered sons and daughters. So all of Mahalalel's days were 895 years, and then he died. Yared lived 862 years. Then he fathered Henoch. Yared lived 800 years after he fathered Henoch, and he fathered sons and daughters. So all of Yared's days were 962 years, and then he died. Henoch lived 65 years, and then fathered Methuselah. Now, Enoch walked with God continually for 300 years after he fathered Methuselah, and he fathered sons and daughters, so all of Henoch's days were 365 years. And Henoch continually walked with God, and then he was not there, because God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years, and fathered Lamech. And Methuselah lived 782 years after he fathered Lamech, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all of Methuselah's days were 969 years, and then he died. Lamech lived 182 years, and he fathered a son. And he named him Noach, saying, "This one will comfort us from our work and from the pain of our hands because of the ground which Adonai cursed." Lamech lived 595 years after he fathered Noach, and he fathered sons and daughters. So all of Lamech's days were 777 years, and then he died. And Noah was 500 years old when he fathered Shem, Ham, and Yefet. Now when humankind began to multiply on the face of the ground, and daughters were born to them, then the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were good, and they took for themselves wives, and they chose. Then Adonai said, "My spirit will not remain with humankind forever, since they are flesh. So their days will be 120 years." The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, whenever the sons of God came to the daughters of men and gave birth to them. Those were the mighty men of old, men of renown. Then Adonai saw that the wickedness of humankind was great on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of their heart was only evil all the time. So Adonai regretted that he made humankind on the earth, and his heart was deeply pained. So Adonai said, I will wipe out humankind whom I have created from the face of the ground, from humankind to livestock, crawling things, and the flying creatures of the sky, because I regret that I made them. But Noah found favor in Adonai's eyes. That was Genesis 2:4 through 6:8. And our Haftarah portion for this Shabbat is Isaiah 42 verse 5 through 43 verse 10. Thus says God Adonai, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and ruach to those who walk in it. I, Adonai, called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations. By opening blind eyes, bringing prisoners out of the dungeon, and those sitting in darkness out of the prison house. I am Adonai, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another, or my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I announce them to you. Sing to Adonai a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea with all its fullness, islands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its cities exult, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the dwellers of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout for joy from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to Adonai and declare his praise in the islands. Adonai goes out as a mighty one. He stirs up his seal like a man of war. He will shout, yes, raise a war cry. He will prevail over his enemies. I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and remained and restrained myself. Now, like a woman in labor, I groan, gasping and panting at once. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn their rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way they do not know. In paths they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn darkness before them to light and the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. They will be turned back, utterly put to shame. Those trusting in idols, who say to molten images, you are our gods. Hear, you deaf. Look, you blind, so you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is so blind as the one in covenant with me, blind as Adonai's servant? You have seen many things, but you do not pay attention. Though ears are open, no one hears. Adonai was pleased for the sake of his righteousness to make Torah great and glorious. But this is a people robbed and looted, all of them trapped in holes, hidden away in prisons. They have become a prey with no one to deliver them, and plunder with none to say, give them back. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and heed hereafter? Who will give Jacob to the looter, Israel to the plunderers? Was it not Adonai? Have we not sinned against him? In his ways they were unwilling to walk, and his Torah they did not obey. So he poured out on him the fury of his anger, and the fierceness of battle, it blazed all around him. Yet he did not understand it. It burned him, yet he did not take it to heart. But now, thus says Adonai, the one who created you, O Jacob, the one who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, or through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame burn you. For I am Adonai your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Since you are precious in my eyes, honored because I love you, I will give a man in exchange for you, and other peoples for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, I formed him, yes, I made him. Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. All the nations are gathered together, all the peoples are assembled. Who among them can declare this and proclaim to us former things? Let them present their witnesses so they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses. It is a declaration of Adonai, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me no God was formed, and there will none after me. That was Isaiah 42:5-43:10. And now our final portion for this week is Romans 1:18-32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. In unrighteousness they suppress the truth, because what can be known about God is plain to them, for God has shown it to them. His invisible attributes, His eternal power and His divine nature have been clearly seen ever since the creation of the world, being understood through the things that have been made. So people are without excuse, for even though they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or give Him thanks. Instead, their thinking became futile and their senseless hearts were made dark. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for an image in the form of mortal man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore God gave them over in the evil desires of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor their bodies with one another. They traded the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to shameful passions. Even their women exchanged natural relations for what is against nature. Likewise, the men abandoned natural relations with women and were burning with passion toward one another. Men committing shameful acts with other men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And just as they did not see fit to recognize God, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what is not fitting. They became filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil. disobedient to parents. They are foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve death, they not only do them, but also approve of others who practice the same. That was Romans 1:18 through 32. And that wraps up our reading for this week. Thanks so much for hanging in there. I see that we are just at exactly 1 hour long episode. That was quite a reading today. We also recorded a little introductory episode for this new cycle of scripture reading that's beginning today. So I recommend that you guys listen to that for some extra stuff. It was really rough recording. Sorry about the audio quality, about my dog whining outside on the balcony throughout most of it. us making some mistakes, and it was rough, but hopefully you will enjoy it anyway. We enjoyed recording it for you. Thanks so much for listening, busy moms and busy all you other ladies and people who are blessed by this podcast as well. I'm so thankful to be able to be a part of bringing scripture into your life. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.